This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. 20 people have been killed, 26 others wounded when a gunman opened fire on a crowded Walmart in El Paso, Texas, Saturday. Police say a 21-year-old suspect from Allen, Texas, nearly 1,000 kilometers away, took a rifle into the store and opened fire. He's identified as Patrick Crucius, surrendered to police and is in custody. El Paso Mayor DeMargo says that the community of nearly 680,000 residents on the Mexican border will not be defined by this massacre.
Our community will not be defined by this senseless, evil act of violence. We will be defined by the unity and compassion we showed in the wake of this tragedy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott called on all Texans to grieve with those who lost loved ones and to offer what help they can.
Black, brown, white, whatever your race may be, now is the time for Texans to come together, to support each other, to help these families in need, and to make sure that El Paso is going to be able to take a step forward that it needs to take.
And President Trump wrote on Twitter that the shooting was not only tragic, it was an act of cowardice. He says he knows that he stands with everyone in the country to condemn the hateful act. He says there are reasons or excuses that will ever justify killing innocent people, or no reasons. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says that he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles deployed to Asia. The United States previously was unable to pursue ground-based missiles with a range of 500 to 5,500 kilometers because of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a decades-old arms control pact with Russia. Washington withdrew from that pact on Friday, citing years of Russian violations. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban have officially started their eighth round of negotiations in Doha. Both sides have indicated that this may result in a deal to end the longest U.S. war in history. And there does seem to be some type of misunderstanding about the content of the agreement. Both the U.S. and the Taliban. Taliban seems to view it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly U.S. forces, from Afghanistan. And in return, they promise to ensure Afghan soil is not used for terrorism against any other country. However, the chief U.S. negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, views the deal differently. He says that U.S. presence in Afghanistan is conditions-based, and any withdrawal will also meet that criteria. At least 600 people have been arrested and several beaten at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow, calling for free elections. David Doyle with Reuters.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently and to widespread international condemnation. The focus of the protesters' anger is a ban on a number of opposition candidates from taking part in a September election in Moscow. A number of the banned candidates are allies of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. On Saturday, Russian investigators said they'd opened a criminal investigation into the alleged laundering of 1 billion rubles, or $15.3 million, by an anti-corruption foundation he set up. Navalny and his allies say the foundation is transparently financed from public donations.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong to protest the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis. Hong Kong police fired tear gas at protesters after some of them vandalized a police station Saturday. Police continuously fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who had thrown bricks at a police station and spray-painted inflammatory language on its outer walls. Protests have been mostly peaceful, although they increasingly have been featuring skirmishes with police. Puerto Rico's Senate is scheduled to hold public hearings on Monday. It's on the nomination of veteran politician Pedro Pierluisi to replace embattled former governor Ricardo Rossello, who resigned as promised on Friday. Pierluisi was sworn in Friday but said at a news conference after taking oath his term as governor might be short-lived because there are no guarantees the Senate will confirm him. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.